Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, they're live. Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind? A Bill of Shorewood.
Hi, Matt. Last Friday, the jobs report was issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. 428,000 new jobs added to the economy. The unemployment rate is still at 3.6%. But here's something people don't seem to focus on. We are 95% back to the level of jobs that we had before the pandemic. In other words, this is a measure of how fast this recovery is. In less than 2.5 years, we are going to have 100% of those jobs back. If you compare that to the 2001 recession, that recovery took 4 years, and the 2007 recession took 6 years to get all the jobs back. So this is a remarkably complete recovery and a remarkably fast recovery. So I thought I'd point that out. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. It's great to have really economic expertise come to bear. Let me just repeat that. For the new jobs report, 428,000 new jobs for the month. The unemployment rate is 3.6%. And that's traditionally been compared to past rates. And I think it goes back to 1968 before we had something as sustained as that low unemployment. And the fact that we're back 95%. One of the things that puzzles me, but I think I can give you my solution, is why in all the polls, a minority of the people, you know, Biden is underwater on the economy. They'll go, no, I don't think he's doing a good job on the economy. He's doing an unbelievable job on the economy. He has full employment, 428,000 jobs created in the last month, 3.6 unemployment. At some point, that's full employment because there are always going to be a couple of percent of people who are changing jobs or stepping away for a bit. People are advertising for jobs. I went to a favorite restaurant of mine and it said we're not open on Sunday because of lack of staff. They're advertising all over the place. They're advertising. Walmart is paying $110,000 a year to new truckers. People are getting paid. They're getting paid. The economy is humming. And this is after a pandemic. And obviously it's not all one man. It's not all just the president, but the president is needed to get it to that level of perfection. So I think what it is people, if they're upset about other things, they're concerned about the Ukraine war and all this, where I think he's done a superb job now getting great hard weapons to the Ukrainians, standing up for Ukraine. He sent Tony Blinken, Secretary of State, Lloyd Austin, Secretary of Defense, and Jill Biden, the First Lady there, stand tall with Ukraine, had all this thrown at him. And people go, oh, well, yeah, I wish it could be better. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Wait till they put an actual Republican up against him. The generic Republican, he still beats. But they put Trump or somebody else like that up against him, he will beat him very, very, very easily. So thank you very much for calling in. A bizarre thing, this is truly bizarre. Russia has threatened to kill Elon Musk. Now, you may say, come on, Matt. Come on, Matt. No, I'm not kidding. Dmitry Rogozin is a bad guy. He is the former deputy prime minister, the number two guy under Putin. Then Putin made him the head of the Russian space agency, Roscosmos. Well, Musk is obviously pro-Ukrainian in this war. And the Ruskies had cut the internet for all of Ukraine so they couldn't communicate. Musk is an amazing guy. I have a great deal of admiration for what he's accomplished in business and otherwise. So he provided, he has a Starlink satellite up, provides his own internet. And the Ruskies can't tamper with it. And then he provided ground-based subscriber equipment. and the U.S. cooperated in getting that into Ukraine. So they have their own internet that the Ruskies can't shut down. They get internet from Starlink. And this idiot, Dmitry Rogozin, murderous dog that he is, went after Musk, and then he concluded with a statement for giving them Starlink access to the internet. Starlink is Musk's property. Quote, "For this, you'll have to answer in an adult way," end quote. "For this, you will have to answer in an adult way," end quote. The kind of thing the Ruskies use before they poison somebody or kill them. Musk then put out a cryptic tweet. And it says that, "I might die under mysterious circumstances." This all happened just in the last day. Musk's mother, named Maya Musk, that's his mother, M-A-Y-E, Maya Musk, said, "Come on, son, that sounds bad, knock it off." Some people think he was kidding. He can certainly afford private security. I hope he has it. But the Russians killed a man in London and poisoned his daughter because he had written a book saying that Putin had bombed apartment buildings in Moscow to make it look like Chechenian rebels did it so he could take over Russia in the year 2000, which was true. And for that, the guy was killed. Putin killed a guy in Berlin. He poisoned Navalny. Navalny got cured by German doctors, and then he went back, and now he's in prison. Putin, if he can't imprison somebody, kills them. We're talking Elon Musk here. I mean, Elon Musk founded Tesla, founded a rocket ship company, the Starlink satellite. He is the most innovative and productive, in my view, and driven businessman since certainly Steve Jobs and maybe Thomas Edison. This guy is a bundle of energy. I don't know whenever he sleeps. I mean, how can you? He came here from South Africa, went to Canada because he couldn't get in the United States, gets admitted to the University of Pennsylvania, goes there, majors in physics, and suddenly goes, "You know what I think I'll do? I'm going to found a car company to compete with Ford and GM. You know what I think I'll do? I'm going to start a rocket ship company that'll compete with NASA." Are you kidding me? That would never occur to me. I wouldn't have the ability to do that, and most people I know wouldn't have the ability to do it. This guy, the sky's the limit. Amazing guy. You may not like everything he does and he says, but we're not going to have the Ruskies bump him off. The Ruskies are murderous, genocidal, sadistic people. The leadership, the rank and file, are human beings like anyone else, but a lot of them are going along with Putin. And they're committing genocide in Ukraine, and now they are threatening Elon Musk. Well, they shouldn't get away with that. This guy, Dmitry Rogozin, is a war criminal just like Putin is, like Lavrov is, like Dmitry Medvedev is. You remember some of these names. The butcher of Aleppo, who's now the butcher of Mariupol, sadistic general. The Chechens who are in there, the Wagner group. These people are simply malignant tumors that are trying to spread into fresh flesh. Cannot be permitted to have that happen. Coming to the end of the show, it was a great show. Great call-ins, passionate call-ins, love them. Keep them coming. Always welcome on this show. Always welcome on this show. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.